More than $900,000 have been generated by 82 schools through the Schools Cooperative Program. The Schools Cooperative Program was started in November 1978 as part of the credit union's outreach program. The program progressed throughout the years with the aim of inspiring further collaborative efforts among students and teachers. Students and teacher guides from the various education institutions were recently recognized for the contribution they make to the school's cooperative project. Senior Assistant Secretary in the Ministry of Mobilization, Giovanni Roberts, says the youngest members of the financial sector must be celebrated for their achievements.
For the academic year 2024-2025, 82 schools have collectively generated over $900,000, and to be precise, $925,084. That's the exact figure. This is truly worthy of, and I will say it again, a celebration. This is the highest amount ever generated so far in the entire history of the school cooperative thrift program. Put your hands together for the children. And this program has been in existence since 1978. It speaks to the importance and esteem with which the program is held by its participants.
Roberts says there will be some innovations to the school's cooperative program.
The program, as initially envisaged, was formulated, had an almost exclusive emphasis on savings. However, circumstances changed, and it is vital that we change with it. One such change that the thrift program is currently undergoing is switching from focusing totally on savings to incorporating income-generating activities through the school cooperative. Currently, this trust is intended to be piloted in a few of our secondary school cooperatives. In addition to generating income from school cooperative members, this new emphasis will also allow for participating students to gain a sense of ownership over the cooperative activities by creating space for the establishment of management committee.
Senior Assistant Secretary in the Ministry of Mobilization, Giovanni Roberts. The top school cooperative award was presented to the Georgetown Government School. Credit union representatives offered congratulations to all of the schools for their outstanding achievements in the thrift program. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.